Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the summit with Minister Adam Tuggle on today. Yes, we are here and we are live on the show. This is the Spirit Alive Network. And yes, we are here. We are live right here on the show. Man, I'm so, so blessed. I got so many things to be thankful for on today. And like I say in every show, if you are listening to me right now, you're blessed. Not because you're listening to me, not because you hear my voice. That's not the reason why you're blessed, because you're hearing me. But the reason why you're blessed is because if you're hearing me right now, you are in the land of the living on today. And that is a reason to give God praise. And it's more of a reason for you to give God praise. Why? Because we are in a new year, y'all. We are in 2021. And if you are hearing me right now in 2021, you have made it over out of 2020, the year that has been the year of years. Amen. The year of years. We have been through, I don't know what you have been through, but I know that we have collectively as a body, as people of God, as just human beings, we have been through it collectively in 2020, and we made it over, y'all. We made it over. And when I thank God for us coming over into 2021, we bless everybody on today. We send blessings and greetings out to everybody. Happy New Year, everyone. We want to say, before we even begin, we want to say Happy New Year and Merry Christmas and all that other stuff. You know, we're getting the preliminaries out of the way, y'all. We want to especially thank Bishop Cook for allowing us to come in this new year, y'all, in this new year.
Hallelujah.
We're here. It's amazing how God has been so good to us. And that brings me to today's topic. And I have to ask this question before I give you the insight on today's topic. Have you ever been in a situation where, whether you believed or not, have you ever been in a situation where you see that situation is dead? Or you see it in the earthly realm where there is no hope? Or you might see it where you might say, Minister Adam, well, I have no way out of this. I have no way out. I don't see a way out. But I'm telling you today that you must speak life over the situation, or you must curse the curse to the root. Amen. We have power through the precious gift of the Holy Ghost to either speak life or speak death over a situation. We have the ability through the Holy Ghost to speak over our situation. Despite what we may see, despite what we may hear, despite what we might be looking at the time, but we must speak over the situation. And in 2021, I understand that 2020 was a year of years, as I said earlier. 2020 was a year of heartbreak. It was a year of triumph. We had every amount of emotion, single emotion. You had good emotion, you had bad emotion, you had okay, You had your ups and your downs. But yet, we're still here. We had ways, we had ways made out of no ways. We had financial situations. We had mental situations, emotional situations. But we're still here. And I'm going to say it like this. 2020 was a year of years, like I said. 2021 depends, the way 2021 is going to play out depends on you.
Mm-hmm.
2021 depends on us. It depends on how we go through the battle, on how we navigate through the minefields of life. Are you going to step on the minefield? Are you going to step on the mine? Or are you going to step your foot over the mine to get to the next place of life that the Lord wants you to go to? We must understand that everything will not be peaches and cream. This, look, 2020 was not peaches and cream. It was not a flower bed of ease, and neither will 2021 be. We are going to go through, and I'm not going to sit over here and say everything's going to be bad, because it's not going to be. But I'm not going to say everything's going to be good either. Because if everything, and I say that to say this, if everything is good for us in 2020, and if everything from January all the way to December 31st, from now until December 31st of 2021, if everything goes right and everything goes our way and all of the bills are paid and all of our situations and we have no problems, we wouldn't know how good God is. We wouldn't know. So that's why I say you're going to go through your problems. You're going to go through your tests and your trials in 2021. They're coming if they ain't came already. But understand this. You can speak life and you can speak death over a situation or problem. The Bible declares that we can, that we have the power to do so. You might say, well, Minister Adam, how can I speak over my own situation and I got this going on and I got that going on, or I'll have that going on and I'll have this going on. How can I speak life over a dead situation? Look at the valley of dry bones. There was nothing but death in that valley. The valley of dry bones. It was nothing but death, and it was dry. In that valley, there was no life. In that valley, you're going to go through the valley. You may not go through the valley of literally go through the valley of dry bones, but you're going to go through times of life, and I'm going to go through times of life where we're going to have to go through the valley sometimes. Sometimes, and I've said this before, sometimes we go through things. We're not meant to always go through things just for us. Sometimes we go through things for other people. And you might say, well, I don't want to go through other things. I don't want to go through things for other people. Why? What do you mean I'm going through things for other people? Isn't this a one verse is all type situation? Isn't this whatever my brother goes through, that's what my brother goes through, and whatever I go through, I have to go through it myself? Yeah, it is. It's every man for themselves when it comes to situations. Nobody, but we go through situations and we go through problems. The reason why I say we go through problems for other people is because we are a book to be read by all men. The problems that we are faced with, somebody else might be watching you. Somebody else might be watching me. And when you go through the valley and you go through the problems of life and you have no complaints, they don't see us when we are in our house down on our knees praying, but they only see us when we leave out of our house smiling and from the outside looking in, it looked like your life is all peaches and cream, like they don't go through nothing. I've had a family member have that happen, where they went through so much, but on the outside looking in, they look like they didn't have a care in the world. And it was the name that was above every name that was sustaining them through the problem. Through the problem, not just one problem, but several problems. It was the hope that was sustaining them. It was righteousness sustaining them. It was holiness sustaining them. And the Holy Ghost can sustain us through the midst of the problem, through the midst of the trial, through the midst of it all. Through the midst of it all, the Holy Ghost can sustain us. Now, I hope I'm not speaking something that you don't all, I hope I'm speaking something that you already know, not something that you don't already know. Because that is the first thing, because, and you know what? If you can speak life over a dead situation, you know what that is? That's faith. And the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you have to have faith through every situation, through every good thing, through every bad thing. That's why the Bible says in the book of Psalms, I will bless the Lord at what? All times. Through the good times, through the bad times, through the okay times, through death, through persecution, through loss, through gain. I will bless the Lord at all times. See, this wasn't even in my notes, y'all. See, I done already moved away from it. I will bless the Lord at all times. That blessing the Lord is activating your faith. And in the midst of you blessing him, you're speaking life over a dead situation. Sometimes with speaking life over a dead situation or over a situation that you think you can't come out of, or it looks like you're not going to have a way out of, sometimes not even uttering a word, just uttering praise, is speaking life over a situation. You don't have to literally say, well, this thing is going to do this. Let me show y'all something. I'm going to give you a golden nugget right here. Sometimes when we go through things, you know why some of the things that we go through, the reason why we go through them sometimes, it's because we put ourselves in that. You might say, well, Minister Adam, how do I put myself in that? By the things you speak and by the things I speak. For example, if you say, or if I say, well, if I wake up and say, man, today's going to be a bad day. I'm not feeling it. I woke up on, even if you sit over there and say, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. Well, okay, you just spoke, you just cursed your own self. You just cursed yourself for the whole entire day. And you wondering why things are going bad. Because you spoke it into existence. That's not the way to wake up. I listened to somebody do an interview one time, and they said that they were married, and they said that they woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and their spouse told them, we don't do that. Why are you saying that? We don't say that. When we first put our feet on the floor thanking God that we woke up another day. We put our feet on the floor giving God praise. just for keeping us through the night. We don't wake up and just say it's going to be a bad day today. How do you know? You don't even know. You don't know what you, and the reason why I can say you don't know is because you don't know what you're going to be faced with throughout the day anyway. So how are you going to say it's going to be a bad day? Somebody? Ha. Huh. If don't nobody want to say amen, I'll say amen for myself. I brought my amens with me today. It's a new year, y'all. Me in 2021. I am optimistic about this year, y'all. Oh, my God. I'm so optimistic. I thank God. I want to give a testimony. I want to thank God. Yesterday, I was able to celebrate 4 years of marriage with my beautiful wife on yesterday. Yesterday was our wedding anniversary, and I thank God for my wife. I thank God for my wife. Because in the midst of, and has our marriage been all good, all goody-goody every day? No. But we're still standing. And I say this in a funny way, y'all. Has she gotten on my nerves? Yes. Yes. Have I gotten on her nerves? No. No, I'm just playing, y'all. Yes, I have. But no, I ain't done nothing in it. I have not done anything. No. No, but I love
her. Your nose growing. Mm.
No, I love my wife. I love my wife. But I thank God for her. I thank God for her because she'll tell me things sometimes. And you, if those that are married, you'll understand this. Have you ever had a problem where you're going through something and you tell your spouse about it and your spouse tells you you were wrong in the situation? You ever had that happen? And you looking at your spouse like, wait a minute, you're supposed to be on my side here. And then on top of that, you have somebody in your immediate family just happen to know about the situation and then agree with your spouse about you being wrong. But you know what that does? That brings life, though. That's actually speaking life over a dead situation because it tells you what's wrong with you. My spouse, the Bible says, when he created Adam, he wanted to give him a helpmeet, and in that helpmeet is supposed to be there to help you through anything that you might be going through, and vice versa. Even if it is telling you that you're wrong, may not want to hear it, may not die. There is some time where I do not want to hear my wife say I'm wrong. And there's some time where the wife don't want to hear me say she's wrong. But that's the thing. That's giving life. That's speaking life to a dead situation. Because for real, there's some things about when I just want to be Adam and not be Minister Adam. There's some times where my life is like, wait a minute, hold on, I just need about 2 seconds just to have a pity party for a minute. And my wife will look at me like, wait a minute, we don't do that. I ain't have no pity party for you. You a man, get up, you can cry about it for a little bit, then get on up, and we gonna do this. And sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need that, and even sometimes we need that by the Lord. The Lord is not going to have, look, I know that the Lord is, he's wonderful, he's loving and everything else, but the Lord is not going to sit over there and watch you have no pity party. If you're going to sit there and have a pity party, you might as well move out the way. Because there are some people that have entered into 2021 having pity parties. Oh, woe is me. They want to stay in the woe is me. They want to have their head down. Look, I'm going to tell you like my former pastor used to tell us, you better pick your head up every day. give God some praise. You better throw your head back and say, Lord, I'm going to give you praise in spite of the situation. In spite of it all, I'm not going to sit here. You might cry a little bit. It might hurt a little bit. I tell my boys this. My father used to tell me when I was little, like when I would run, you know, when I was playing and stuff, I would play sometimes and I would start running and I would fall by accident. And my dad used to come over there and he used to pick me up and he used to tell me, he used to dust me off real good, you know, dust my clothes off and say, Adam, you know what? You're going to have many falls in your life. Just get up and try it again. And he always used to tell me that every time I would fall, physically fall. Like, get on up, try it again. You have many falls in your life. Now, was he speaking death over me? No, he wasn't. He was teaching me something. That you're not going to always get it right. You ain't always going to have the answer. And sometimes you're going to fall flat on your face sometime making a decision. But it's good for you to get up and dust yourself off and try it again. If you failed the test, get up. You know what you need to do. Cry about it for a little bit. I know it's going to hurt. It's going to sting. You're going to sound like you're going to hurt, scrape up your knees spiritually or scrape up your knees naturally. You know, when a person naturally falls, they, you know, they hurt their knee a little bit or whatever, their arm or whatever. You got a little scrape. Dust yourself off. Get a Band-Aid. Tape it up. Get on up and live life. Don't sit back there and in 2021, don't worry about what 2020 brought you. Yes, we had some losses. We had a lot of losses. And I'm talking about deaths. I'm going to go there. We talking about loss of family members and everything else. I understand that. And it does take time to get over that. I'm not speaking about that. But those things you cannot change. Those things you worried about the bills. Why are you worried about bills? It's good. Now you have to, in all thy ways, you know, get understanding, you know. We gotta get understanding about our bills and stuff. But what you didn't do in 2020, the knowledge that you didn't have in 2020 from the mistakes that you made, use the knowledge that you have from the mistake and use it in 2021 that you might not fall again. See, my former pastor used to, she didn't like the song from Donnie McClurkin, "We Fall Down But We Get Up." She didn't like that song. Because she kept saying, well, why they keep falling? If they keep falling, why they keep falling? And a couple of the saints had to explain it to her. You know, she said, if you keep falling, you keep falling in the same bed. You keep falling. Why you keep falling? You know you made a mistake, so get up and don't do the same mistake over again. Get up and learn from it. People that keep falling ain't learned from the first fall. That's why they keep falling in the same ditch. In the same ditch. The Bible says the blind lead the blind, they all fall in the ditch. Keep falling by doing the same thing. It's time to change the course. It's time to change the course in 2021. Whatever area in your life that you fail in, just know you're going to have to take that test over again. If you fail the test, just know you're going to have to take it over again. You're not going to break free from taking that test over again. Ain't no way out of it. You're going to have to take it. I'm just letting you know. Just letting you know that now. Just letting you know. That goes for me too. If I fail at a test, I might have to take that test over again. It's just like school. Hey, look. Don't expect to go higher if you failed the first test. Don't think you're going to a new level and you ain't passed the test at the current level you at. It's just like getting promoted. Don't think that you're going to get promoted on a job. That nobody in their right mind going to think that, hey, if I do a bad job, I'm going to get promoted on my job. That's just crazy. I'm just speaking honest God's truth. Amen. The Bible tells us that we have the power, that the power of life and death lie in the power of the tongue. If it lies in the power of the tongue, this is in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, and I'm coming from the King James Version. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What that means is that if you speak life, you'll get life. If you speak death, you'll get death. Amen? If you speak life, you'll get life. But if you speak life, believe that there's going to be life. In Mark chapter 11, verse 23, it says, for verily I say unto you, that whatsoever shall ye say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things shall, he saith, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. This means if you don't doubt, if you speak in life over a dead situation, you don't doubt, it's going to happen. But like I said earlier, if you saying that you woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning and that's what you believe in your heart, whatever is in the heart, the mouth speaketh. Amen. And you know what? It's a mind thing. Whatever's in your heart, the mouth speaketh. That is a mental thing. Whatever's in your mind, whatever's on your mind. See, that's why the Bible, and I say this verse a lot, he'll keep your mind in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon him. That's why the Bible says think on these things. Mm-hmm. Think on these things. Think on these things which are pure, which are lovely, which are of a good report. Think on these things. You ain't got time. We ain't got time in 2021. Like I said earlier, I'm optimistic about 2021. But I can't be optimistic if I'm worried about this and worried about that and things I can't control and things I can't even utter to start, you know, moving around. Why would I be worried about something I can't control? If I know God got it, why worry about it? Put it in the hands of the Lord, put it at the altar, and leave it there. There's a lot of people, even saints, because I ain't just talking about the sinner man neither. I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about the church triumphant, because sometimes we can get a little bit ahead of ourselves. We can get too involved in ourselves that we doubt and that we forget whose we are. We forget who we are and whose we are. We forget the power that the Lord possesses. Sometimes we forget and we start doubting. But those are the moments that we must bless the Lord. Those are the moments. I want to say this before we continue. If you have anything that you might want prayer for or anything that you might want to leave a comment, have a question, call us and let us hear it. You got a question? Come on. We got a chat room waiting for you. You can send in the questions. Send in your comments, send in your concerns. And let me tell y'all this. Y'all already know I'm transparent. Y'all already know I'm blunt about stuff. When it comes to the Word of God, I will say this before we even do that. Before we even get started on the questions, I'm going to be honest with you. And if I don't know an answer to a question, I'm going to tell you I don't know. I'm not one of those preachers that will tell you something off the top of their head just to make it seem like I know so much, because, oh, Lord, because I'm held accountable for everything that's said on this show. I'm held accountable. The blood will be on my hands, and I'm not trying to answer for nobody's soul. Something I got wrong. So if I don't know, now, I will not leave you answerless. I'm going to do it like my pastor does. My pastor taught me very well. Shout out to Pastor William A. Tugger III and to my former pastor and to my co-pastor, Cosette Trotman Tugger. They taught me very well. My former pastor taught me very well that if I don't know the answer, I'll go get you the answer, and I'll come back with the answer. Maybe on a later show, or I could talk to you privately, call in and talk to Bishop Cook, and Bishop Cook will get me the question to me, and I'll get you the answer either through Bishop Cook or I'll talk to you personally. Amen? All right. I just want to get that cleared away. I didn't get that cleared away before the start of the show. But going back to what we were talking about, I want to say this, that everything that we go through on a day-to-day basis, we have to understand that, hey, we are living on borrowed time, first of all. And we're living on God's time. Amen. Even though we are in the time frame of man, because we're living in this thing called time on earth. What I mean by that is we're living on earthly time, you know, 12 noon, because in eternity there is no time. But when you're living on earthly time, we don't understand sometimes when we're going through the valley, when is God going to show up? When is it going to be my time? We live in a generation right now, and this is another tidbit of information for you. We live in a generation that wants everything real quick. We live in a generation that is a microwave generation. And look, the Bible says in the book of Acts, save yourself from this untorn generation. In this microwave generation that wants everything quick, that wants everything their way, that's that untorn generation. And you might say, well, that's the young people. You talking about the young. No, I ain't just talking about the young people. I'm talking about young people. I'm talking about middle-aged folks. I'm talking about the wiser people, so-called wiser people. Because if you, and the reason why I say so-called, because some of these so-called wiser people, and I don't call, the reason why I say wiser people is because I don't say elderly. I don't like that word. I don't like that word. So I say wiser people. And the reason why I say wiser people is because they've lived longer than us. They've lived life longer than us. My grandfather told me something that was very minute, but it was very, very powerful. And And the reason why I listen to him is because he's lived longer than me. He's lived longer than me. Now, he's gone now. He's deceased now. But that little nugget of information has stayed with me for years. And it was something very, very minute and simple. But I do that, what he taught me, to this day. He told me, and it's very something, and I'm going to share it with y'all. For men, folk, men, I'm talking to my men, young men, old men, wiser men, middle-aged men. He told me, never carry your wallet in your back pocket. And I'm like, never carry your wallet in your back pocket. I said, I thought the wallet was supposed to remain in your back pocket. He said, no, grandson, never carry your wallet in your back pocket, especially when you're out in public. And I'm like, why are you telling me you don't carry my wallet in my back? He said, you can be pickpocketed at any time. Never carry your wallet in your back pocket. Always carry it in the front so you'll know where it is. And I do that now. And it might sound minute, but it took me 2 or 3 years to understand what he was talking about. Even though I understood what he was talking about, but it took me about two, maybe 3 years to understand, you know, the deepness of what he was talking about, because I didn't just take that as an earthly thing. I took that as a spiritual thing too, because we carry something so great. We carry this precious thing called the Holy Ghost, or we carry that gift that God has given us, and we can be like people with talent that hide off our talent, that hide off our gift, that hide off our. We can put that blessing in that back pocket and forget all about it. And you know what? The devil can come and pickpocket our talent, pickpocket our tell us that we're not saved, our sanctification, our righteousness. He can come up and pickpocket out of our pockets, out of our spiritual pockets, and we not even know it. But what my grandfather was telling me, basically what he was telling me was, be on guard of your wallet. When you have it in your front pocket, can't nobody pickpocket it because you're on guard. You know where it is. If you have it in your front pocket, you know where it is. You're on guard. So if somebody comes to your front pocket, you can be on guard to try to, you know, to try to pursue the person that's trying to take it. You can be on guard spiritually. We're supposed to be on guard spiritually anyway. We got to be on guard spiritually anyway. In this new year, we got to be on spiritual guard. Because even though we're in this physical realm, we're still in the spiritual realm. And look, and this is another topic for another day, but I'm going to go here just a little bit. Any human being, whether you believe it or not, because there might be somebody like this, whether you are, and you, like I said, you know I'm transparent, whether you atheist and don't believe in God, or whether you are born again of the water and the spirit, whether you believe it or not, if you are a human being, and you are living on today, just know that there's spiritualness connected to you. You may not believe it, but there is. Well, how can you say that? How can you? their spiritualness, and I'm not talking about spiritual. I'm not talking about this spiritualness like the world sees it with psychics and all that stuff, because that stuff is witchcraft. Now, there is that too, but that ain't spiritual. That ain't the gospel. That's witchcraft. That's another type of spirit. We're going to deal with that on another day. That's spiritual warfare. That's when you got to fight the enemy. But what I'm talking about there, even with that, there's spirituality connected to you. Why? There's spirituality connected to every human being. And the reason is because you have a soul. And without your soul, you cannot live. And your soul is a spiritual being that lives on the inside of you. And without that soul, you cannot live. Once that soul leaves a person's body, you, as far as being a human being, a body, you are not living. Once that soul leaves that body dies. And I don't know why I'm saying this today, because this was not in the notes. This was not. What I'm saying this for is this. This is the reason why you can speak life and death over a thing, because you have spirituality connected to you. Whatever you say in, that's the Bible speaks of it. Whatever you shall curse on earth shall be cursed in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That is spirituality connected to earthly realm. You have the spirit connected to the earthly realm. Without the spirit, without the spiritual realm, you cannot have the earthly realm. That's good. That's deep. I'm going to say it again. Without the spiritual realm, you cannot have the earthly realm, because it was the spiritual realm that created the earthly realm. That's deep. That's why I can speak life over a situation and know that that situation might look dead, but I can speak life over it. That's what cancels out for y'all, for the people that say, well, for the people, and I'm going to go there, for the people that believe in evolution or the Big Bang Theory, let me show y'all something, because this was not in the notes today. This was not what I was talking about today, but this is talking about speaking life over a dead situation. Look, let me show y'all something. I had a teacher one time in high school that believed, I don't know. It was a silly lesson in my science class that day. I ain't gonna say the teacher's name, and I ain't gonna say the school. I ain't gonna say where I graduated from. But what happened was, he was teaching about the Big Bang Theory, and he was teaching about not just the Big Bang Theory, but he was teaching about evolution. And he went around the classroom and he said, "Well, what do you believe in? What do you believe in? Do you believe in the Big Bang Theory, or do you believe in evolution?" And he went around the classroom asking us about what we believed in. And he finally got to me, and he said, "Adam, which one do you believe in?" And in my head, I'm thinking, oh, bad move, bro. I don't believe in either one, but since you asked me, I'm gonna tell you. And I did it politely, because it was still his classroom, and you gotta obey the Bible says obey the ones that have the rule over you, and he had the rule over me because I was his classroom. Amen. Still gotta respect. Still gotta show respect. But I began to tell this individual, I began to tell this teacher, I said, sir, with all due respect, I do not believe in evolution because evolution says that monkeys came first. The core of evolution says that monkeys came first and that we were that man was generated from monkeys. And look, first of all, I was born at St. Vincent's Hospital. I was not born at the Indianapolis Zoo. So ain't no way I came from a monkey. My mama did not have me at the Indianapolis Zoo. She had me at St. Vincent's Hospital. So that cancels out evolution. And neither was my mama born at the Indianapolis Zoo. Neither was my father. So that cancels out evolution. Now, the Big Bang Theory, that cancels out because if you look at the Big Bang Theory, it says that nothing came and happened and created everything. Now, if you look at it, it says that the Big Bang created the universe, right? Now, if you look in the book of Genesis, it cancels out evolution. It cancels out the evolution and the Big Bang Theory. Watch this. If you look at the term, if you look at the word universe, and if you break that up, the term una, I believe it's in the Greek term or the Hebrew term, means una means one. And so you got the word one and you got the word verse. It took one verse to create the universe. In the midst of him speaking, he spoke things into existence. The Lord spoke things. He spoke things into existence. It only took one word for him to say. He said, let there be light, and there was. And he spoke these things into existence. Amen. So this was it. It was already set. Amen. So that cancels out the Big Bang Theory and evolution. Amen. But I began to tell this individual, I said, the Lord created me. The Lord created me. And this goes back to speaking life over a dead situation. If the Lord himself can speak things into existence by using one word, speaking light, separating the light from the darkness, only using one word. He said, let there be light, and so it was. What does that tell you? If the same God that spoke light into existence lives on the inside of you, what makes you think you can't speak things into existence? What makes you think you can't speak life over a dead situation or speak death over a curse? Because, like we said before, the Bible clearly states that whatsoever is cursed on earth shall be cursed in heaven. Whatsoever shall be loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So it all comes together. It's all connected. If you believe it, we read it, that the power of life and death lie in the power of the tongue. Look, and the reason why we say that, don't you know your tongue is the most deadliest member of your body? We see it, and I'm gonna give you an example. Your tongue can do more damage than a gun or a knife or any any big weapon that's in the military. For example, our president, God bless his heart. But what we saw at the Capitol building, what we saw at the Capitol building spoke volumes. It took one man to speak something and took a whole body of people to take over the Capitol building. He said, "We're going to march to the Capitol building." And they marched to the Capitol building. And they rioted in the Capitol building. He said, "We will not let them steal the election," even though there was no election fraud done or anything like that. But whatever you speak and you believe it, see, what he spoke, that's what they believe. Amen. Our leader, even though we may not like it, he's still our president as of right now. Right now, on January 9th of 2021, Donald Trump is still our president. Amen. He ain't been put out of office yet. He ain't been kicked out of the office. So he's still our president. So he's still our leader. It's just like King Nebuchadnezzar. When King Nebuchadnezzar made that decree, everybody bowed but three young men. Everybody bowed to the image that King Nebuchadnezzar set up. He made a decree, and everybody went with that decree, except for three. But everybody else bowed when he said, "When you hear the sound of the music, you bow." And everybody bowed. Three young men. Except three young men. We have to be like those three young men. And we have what they saw in front of them. They didn't bow down to it. They spoke the opposite of what they saw. They even went so far as to say, "King, even if he does not save us, even if he does not come through for us, we still believe that he can." And that's when they got so close to the fire. And let me show y'all something. And this is how powerful God is. This is how powerful God is. And this is how mighty he is. And this is what type of God we serve. And this is where that song comes in. "He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time." Look, let me show y'all this. He didn't show up when they were being tried. He was there, but he didn't show his full self until they got into the fire. How do we know that? It says in the Word of God that when King Nebuchadnezzar looked inside the fire, he said, he called his servants over, and he said, I'm paraphrasing y'all. I had three people thrown in this fiery furnace. But I see a fourth person in there. And that fourth person looked like the Son of God. That fourth person looked like the Son of God. How do I speak life over a dead situation? How do I speak life when I'm looking at turmoil? Well, you better speak it. Just speak it. I like my pastor preached a sermon one time. Tell the devil, just shut up. tell him just to shut his mouth. And look, you ain't always got to speak. You ain't always got to receive what people speak over you anyway. I done said that on the show before. My former pastor had a time in her life. She went through an ordeal in her life, and it was a health issue, and she kept going to the doctor every week. The doctor said this was wrong and that was wrong and this is wrong, and that's where I said, and I'm setting this up to say this. This is what I said earlier, that sometimes we go through things for other people. Sometimes we go through things for other people. Watch this. She kept going back and forth to the doctor. She kept going back and forth. She kept going back to the doctor, and the doctor said, you got this, and you got this wrong with you, you got that wrong with you. And finally, she got fed up. She said, look, wait a minute. She said, look, wait a minute, hold up. I respect you in your position. I respect you as you being my doctor. But I finally got fed up with what you're saying, not what you're saying. It ain't because of you or why I'm getting fed up, but it's by the news that you're bringing me. You, every week you say, I got this and I got that and I got this and I got that. Okay, wait a minute. Finders keepers. That's what she told him. Finders keepers. You found it, you keep it, because that don't belong to me. She said, finders keepers. You found it, you keep it. And that's why I said earlier, sometimes we go through things for other people, because by her telling me that, I went through my health issue and I told my doctor the same thing. And guess what? Guess what? My doctor, see, y'all just don't know. My doctor was an atheist. Uh-huh. But I began to tell him, every time I would go to the doctor, he would tell me something else was wrong with my heart, or I wouldn't be able to live life because of my heart of this, and I wouldn't be able to live life because of my heart of that. And I began to tell him, look, wait a minute, finders keepers. And he looked at me like I was crazy. He said, what are you talking about, finders keepers? I said, you found it, you keep it. It don't belong to me. Now, I respect you in your position, because why do I respect you in your position? Because you're helping me. Well, you might say, well, how is a doctor telling you what's wrong with you? Or how is a doctor giving you bad news helping you? Because it tells me what I need to pray for. Doctors ain't bad. The woman with the issue of blood went to physician after physician for 12 long years. Till she went to the doctor. Till she came in contact with Dr. Jesus. And Dr. Jesus made it all right. But it told her what to pray for. It told her what to seek God after. Because every physician that she went to told her about her issue. And that's what we do. That's what I said. Doctors ain't all bad just because they give you bad news sometimes. The bad news might be good news because it tells you what to do. It guides you through. It guides you through where to go, what to do. And I'm not against what the doctor tells us to do. I'm not against medication either. Take your medication. Take it. Because God might heal you through the medication. He healed the blind man. He healed the blind man with the Lord's spit and clay. He spit on the ground and made clay out of it and put it in the man's eyes and told him to go wash his eyes out in the pool. So he does use things to heal us with. He might use that medicine to heal you through that medicine. Amen. You plead the blood of Jesus over that medication and use it. But just know that it was the blood, because the blood has been the blood. He said, "Well, I see the blood, I'll pass over thee." You better put the blood over every situation. That's why you can speak life over a dead situation. When you plead the blood of Jesus and you watch the blood work, I don't care if it's a health situation. I don't care if it's a family situation. I don't care if it's a financial situation. He said, "Where I see the blood, I will pass over thee." You plead the blood of Jesus and watch the blood work. There's an old song that says the blood still works. Amen. The blood still works. It still works, y'all. It still works. It still works. The blood of Jesus can move mountains. It flows through the lowest valley. It reaches the highest mountain. It reaches even through, look, I'm going to show y'all something. Even through COVID, you may not be able to reach that person that's stricken with COVID. But if you plead the blood of Jesus over that individual, that blood of Jesus can, look, you may not be able to go in there, but the blood of Jesus can. Doctors and physicians might have stopped you from going in to see your family member. They may not even have COVID. They might be having another illness where you can't get in there. Or you may not be able to go to the doctor to see them right now because you're busy. But the blood of Jesus can go through that hospital, touch your family member, touch everybody else. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. My dad's father, he was stricken. I mean, he was stricken with illness. My grandfather was stricken with illness to the point that his kidneys had failed him, to the point that they didn't think that he was going to live to see the next day. He wasn't going to live through the night. And my mother and my father and all of the family were up there. But guess what? My mother, I love my mother's faith. I love my mother's faith because not only was she praying for my grandfather, but she started praying for people in the church. She started going around. And she didn't have to literally touch them. But she started going from room to room, looking at, going in the hallways, praying for folks. That's how much faith she had. She anointed my grandfather with all that oil. Jesus. My grandfather, by the time she got done, my grandfather was an oil mess. You could have took oil off of him and used it. That's how much oil he had on him after my mother got done. Amen. And this is a side joke. My sister, when we were growing up as kids, my brothers and us and my sister, my mother used to come in our rooms and anoint us every single night. But it kept us. And my sister used to get mad at my mother because she'd take that blood oil and just dump it. And my sister, my hair's getting oily. Why are you doing it? She said, "I'm doing it for a reason. I don't know what you're going to be faced with at school. I'm not with you 24/7. But I know if I anoint you, the blood will be there with you 24/7. And it kept us. I do that with my children. I anoint my children. I pray over my children. I pray over my wife. I pray over my household. When I'm not here, when I got to go to work, and my wife is here with our children, I plead the blood of Jesus over my household."
Yes, yes, hallelujah.
Even when I'm at work, I'm pleading the blood. I know if I'm not there, I know the blood of Jesus is there, and I know that the Lord can protect them better than I can.
Amen.
I know that the blood of Jesus, that's why I can speak life over a dead situation. That's why I can speak things into existence. That's why I don't need a prophet to prophesy over me all the time. I can prophesy over myself.
Say that. Say that. Amen. Amen. Oh,
I can prophesy over myself. You can speak. I don't care if you, and look, you might say, well, I don't have the Holy Ghost. I'm a sinner. That don't mean nothing. You got a tongue, don't you? You got a mouth, don't you? Your words have much power, just as well as a saint of God. Well, how does my words have enough power? Because if you telling yourself I'm gonna have a bad day, what do you think you're gonna have? You speaking a bad day over yourself. Your words have just as much power. That's why I said the word of God says in the book of Proverbs, the power of death and life lie in the power of the tongue. It didn't say if you had the Holy Ghost that you could speak life over yourself. It didn't say if you were a sinner that you could speak. It said life and death lie in the power of the tongue. It didn't say because you had the Holy Ghost that you could speak, your tongue is better than a sinner man's tongue. It didn't say that. It says that death and life lie in the power of the tongue. Amen.
Amen.
So today, I ask you, are you ready to speak life over yourself today? Are you ready? Are you ready to speak life over a dead situation, just like the valley of dry bones? Will these bones live again? Will they live again? Are you just gonna sit there? You got the power to speak life. You got the power. God has given you the power. Whether you have the Holy Ghost or not, you got the power to speak life over your situation. You got power to speak life. You got power to speak the Holy Ghost over yourself. Only thing you got to do is receive it. You got power to speak blessings over yourself. Why you think, why some of this stuff that these children are going through is because of these, I didn't mean to go there. Yeah, I did. Some of this stuff that these children are going through is because of some of these parents. Uh-oh.
Come on now.
What do you mean?
Make it plain.
What do you mean some of this stuff is going on with my children because of me? Because of what you speaking over your children? You just
That's
like
right.
your daddy. Well, why do you think they just
Come
like
on,
their daddy?
Young man.
Well, you just like your mama. You're going to be laying flat on your back just like your mama. The devil is a liar.
That's right.
You just like your stupid daddy. What? Hold on. Wait a minute. First of
Come
all,
on now.
Why are you talking about the man in front of the child, first of all? And why are you calling your child stupid? And you wonder why that child is having problems in school. You wondering why, you just like your daddy, and you wonder, and you correcting your child why he having behavior or why she having behavior problems in school. That's why. Because you done spoke something over your child. That's why it says train them up in the way they should go. For when they're old, they won't depart. Teach them how to pray over their self. I done taught my boys how to plead the blood of Jesus over their self. At an early age, my 7-year-old, he was 6 at the time. My 7-year-old had a situation at school, and it was dealing with another student. And you know what? This student that was messing with my son, the student said something derogatory to him, and he said, I'm going to pray for you. I still like, we can still be friends, but I'm going to pray for you like my daddy told me to, because my daddy told me to pray for those. And the principal was so amazed by what he said that he literally called me and said, I would like to brag on your son just a little bit.
Well,
and he told me what he did. And he said, you and your wife are doing something good. Keep doing whatever you're doing. Keep doing it.
Amen.
You remember that doctor I was telling you about that I have that was an atheist? He's no longer an atheist anymore.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
You know why? Because I spoke life over my own self.
Yeah.
And now he believes that in the power of prayer. He believes in the word of God.
Yes, thank you,
Jesus. Because when I told him that you shall release me from the things that I'm dealing with, and I ain't gonna have to come and see you every week. I only see him once a year.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I went from once a week to once a year. And I know that he believes in the power of prayer because I was working at the hospital and I was dealing with this patient and this patient had the same illness that I had. And it just so happened that she had the same doctor I had. And I went in there and prayed for that patient. I went in there before this patient went into surgery. I prayed for that individual. And the individual's parent told me that when I came back to check on this individual, the individual's mother told me that was wondering why my doctor saw me going in there and was wondering why I was in there. My doctor was wondering why I was in there. And she told him what I had did. And my doctor began to say, well, I know, I believe everything's going to be all right now. I believe everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
This surgery's going to go fine because Adam done prayed. This was an atheist, y'all. This is why I said we go through some things for other people. We're a book to be read by all men, y'all. Come on. We almost done. We wrapping up. If you got any questions, any comments, any concerns, bring them to me. Don't bring them to me. Bring them to the Lord, and I'll answer through the Spirit of Christ. There you go.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have truly heard a rhema and prophetic word on today. Hallelujah. We must speak life over ourselves, and because we really do have the power to change our entire atmosphere, hallelujah, by what we speak into existence. Now, if you're sitting in our studio and you would like to put your praise on it, share a testimony, encourage the man of God, you may alert me now by pressing your 1 on your keypad. I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. And I know, my brothers and sisters, that you know the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. Yeah. So, and if you're in the chat room and you would like to ask Minister Adam a question or make a comment, if you would type them now, I will relay them to the man of God and he will address them for you. Glory to God. I just want to say, dear brother, that you did a phenomenal job today. I truly believe if we really spoke life and then we trusted God, we trust God and we believe the word of God, hallelujah, we can truly walk in this abundant life. So I just praise God for you. And I'm going to just take a moment and brag on this young man. Ever since he has come to Spirit Alive, he has been nothing but a joy. He has blessed the network.
And for you young people, this is the young man that you need to listen to, because he's not, you know, he hasn't been in ministry 1,100 years. He's a young man living strong in Christ right now. He's 33 years old. Same age Jesus was. Hallelujah. Okay.
Yes.
So you know, but he is living that word. He is teaching his children. He's passing the mantle down to his children. He is teaching. He is speaking life over his wife, his children, and he is in turn teaching them to speak life over everything. So I just praise God for your living example, young man. It doesn't seem like we have any comments or questions, but that's simply because you did a phenomenal job. Hey, hallelujah. Sometimes stuff is so good, you got to let it marinate in your spirit. You know, you can't say that. You just got to sit there. And I'm finding now that so many people have been going to church, but they have not been receiving or hearing the word in a way that it will deliver, it will heal, and it will transform and restore their lives. So I just want to thank you. Amen. God bless you, and you may close your program.
Amen. At this time, I want to, I like to do this before we leave. If you want salvation, if you want salvation on today, we're in a new year. If you want salvation, if you want to be made whole today, Acts 2:38 says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is the only way to salvation. The only way to salvation. You must be born again of the water and the spirit, just like Jesus told Nicodemus. You must be born again. You've had your natural birth. Now you must take on the spiritual birth. You must be born again. You must go down in the name of Jesus Christ for the removal of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. In Jesus' name, God bless you. I love you. And this is the Transformation Station.
Yes.
We want you to be transformed. And this is the Summit with Adam Tuggle. God bless you. Happy New Year to everybody in Jesus' name. And as I state in every single show, if I do not see you or if you do not hear me again, I will see you in the rapture in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. I love you in Jesus' name. We thank God for Bishop Cook for allowing us to come once
God
again.
God bless you.
In Jesus' name. God bless you all. And I will see you all next week if the Lord says the same. In Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God.